我们今天所要传讲的信息是在出埃及记第十五章第一到二十一节，你们要歌颂耶和华，你们要歌颂耶和华。神显现他的大能在我们的生命中，他拯救了我们，我们看见了他的能力，万能的帮的能力帮助了我们。那我们怎么样use this one. 我们得到神的帮助我们看到神的大能在我们的生命中显现，那我们的反应是怎么样的呢？我们的反应就是要有信心信心，那也是要有一个敬畏的心，更加敬畏我们的神，也是要有更积极的跟随他，更积极的跟随他。这三点第一到十节，第十一到十六节，第十七到二十一节。那我们见神神在我们的面前显现他的大能帮助我们我们的怎么样的表达呢我们对神的感激和谢意呢在诗篇第八章第一到五节这里就说到神为什么特别重爱人呢这里第四节说到，人算什么？人算什么？你竟顾念他？世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？我们真的是在宇宙万物当中是很脆弱很微小的神为什么要拣选我们又要来亲近我们又要来帮助我们呢他可以就是不要这样做不过我们可以看到神就是这样的爱我们在以赛亚书第十四章第十四节这里说到，你这从雅各，他叫雅各他的先知雅各叫做从为什么叫从呢在那些印度美国那里的土人呢他们有一个习俗就是把那个虫把虫放在一个地方，那把火火围绕着那虫，那个虫被火围绕的时候怎么办他就说了 紧紧的，啊，那个人就火很烈的时候啊，啊，他就把伸手把他那只虫拿出来，从火中啊拯救出来，啊，让我们认识到，啊，我们真的是很脆弱的，啊，神如果不要帮助我们呢，啊，我们真的是没办法，所以我们得到他这样的厚爱，他的眷顾啊，我们要怎么样感谢他呢？啊，以色列人就是他们就要唱歌颂耶和华啊，他们就要以见证啊歌颂耶和华。The manifestation of God in our lives is a glorious experience, and it invokes a response of faith, of fear, of fervor. Encountering the presence of God in our lives invokes a sense of privilege. As the psalmist says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou visitest him." Indeed, we are like the worm. In Isaiah 41 verse 13, it is said, 41 verse 14, "Fear not thou, worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." 我们可以看到啊，神怎么样帮助我们，拯救我们，啊，我们用英语来解释一下。There was an example of an American Indian where they have a particular ritual, the fire around in a ring, and in the middle they would place a worm, and because of the fire, the worm will curl up. It was the way it curls shows that's the only way it could protect itself. That's as far as it could go, as it helplessly curls up within the ring of fire. Then the man would take his hand and bring out and rescue, as it were, the worm out of the fire. God's care for us is like that. Oftentimes, we don't know the precarious situation that we are in, but God loves us, and because we are made in His image, He makes special, He takes special care for us. 为什么神对人有这样的厚爱呢？因为只有人呢，是照神的形象所有的，就是我们有每一个人呢，的灵魂呢，都有神的形象，因为神给我们他的形象，这神赐给我们这个灵魂呢，他的形象是永恒的，永恒的，不会死的，这个肉体会损坏死掉。不过我们的灵魂呢，是永恒的，不会死的，神就是造我们，让我们能够跟他接触，跟他能够是有这个享受到他对我们的爱，这是为什么神要造我们。他造我们，使到我们能够认识他，跟他，就是好像一家人团聚一样，很高兴，对不对？父母跟孩子团聚，很高兴，我们的父神，跟我们的关系就是这样，他是我们的天父，所以他造我们，他维持我们， 我们跟他的关系很密切，很密切啊。天使也没有这样密切，因为天使不是照神的形象所有的啊啊，动物也是不是啊？动物死的时候，它灵魂不见了啊，动物死了灵魂不见了，只有人的灵魂呢啊是宝贵的。那天使也是没有他犯罪没有的拯救。只有人呢，神厚爱，他差他的独生子来拯救我们。那我们有一些不信主的就说我们从哪里来啊？没有神呢建造我们的了我们是从自己那里来的。那这个是一个很错误的观念Man is made in the image of God. Only man is made in the image of God. The animals have a soul, but the soul will perish when the animal dies. The body is destroyed together with the soul. But for man, our soul continues to live on because we are made in the image of God.And only man has the possibility of salvation, not the angels. So we are that privilege. We are that privilege because God made us in order that we may have fellowship with Him. And that fellowship is as the fellowship of a family, parents with the children. Very happy, isn't it? Parents together with children, enjoying this time together. Yeah, it's the same with the...heavenly relationship with the God the Father in heaven. This is the same relationship. And there was a physicist by the name of Stephen Hawking. He was an atheist. And he said, when people ask me if God created the universe, I tell them the question makes no sense. Time didn't exist before the Big Bang. So there's no time for God to make the universe in.It's like asking questions to the edge of the earth. The earth is a sphere. It doesn't have an edge. So looking for it is futile exercise. 那些不信主的，他们没有知识，没有机会，没有智慧。他们不认识神。他说，宇宙万物从哪里来的呢？不知道了，不要去问了，不要去问，因为我都不知道。不过神造我们呢，我们怎么知道？他告诉我们呢，我们的身体，能够，也告诉我们呢，有一个很智慧重高的神呢，造我们呢，那我们耶稣造万物的时候啊。地球是他的目标，那我们要怎么样认识到耶稣造这宇宙的大能呢？这是真的是很奇妙的也是我们。参不透神如果不要让我们认识他我们就是真的是很愚昧不过神就是亲近我们使到我们能够知道我们从哪里来创世纪第一章第26-27节这里说到创世纪第一十一章第一章第26-27节这里说到神说我们要照着我们的形象神说要照着他的形象神的形象按着我们的样式造人知道我们从哪里来我们是神造的我们有神的形象 有神的样式啊，神的样式啊，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女
啊。
那第二章第七节这里说到，耶和华就用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当啊。神怎么样给我们生命呢？啊，他将生气吹在鼻孔，我们的鼻孔里，生气啊，就是神就是这样造我们。When God made the universe, when Jesus made the universe, it's so marvelous and so great. Do you know the earth is 7,900 miles? The earth and the moon orbit is 239,000 miles. The sun and the earth orbit is 186 million miles. And the solar system is 7 billion miles. And the Milky Way is 100,000 light years. And the universe is 30 billion light years. One light year is about 6 trillion miles. So that's how big the universe is. And the greatness of Jesus can be seen in his creative work and his condescension to dwell with men. This is the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy 3:16. God, man was very special because only man was made in the image of God. Genesis 1:26 to 27 and Genesis 2 verse 7. 那神呢、把我们人他造的人啊，组织为家庭、社会、国家，家庭先啊，社会，我们的社会有很多家庭了啊，还有国家啊，那是谁造这些造家造国呢？是神是我们的神啊，所以我们要知道，我们一切的是从他而来啊，他是赐给我们生命的主宰。It is God who organized men into families and societies and of families and nations. But the fact that God is the originator of all the structures of human organization means that men ought indeed to acknowledge their creator, the giver of life, right, the innovator of everything. 我们可以看到在人的历史当中人亲近神的时候就有平安，就有喜乐，他们的灵性就得到长进。人呢、就是离开神的时候离开神的时候，哇，他们的生命就很痛苦痛苦他们的属灵生命真的是有多灾难所以我们要认识知道我们亲近神我们的属灵生命很丰富，很丰盛。We see in the history of mankind a movement toward God and a movement away from God. The movement toward God brings peace, joy, and spiritual prosperity, whilst the movement away from God brings distress, depression, and spiritual depravity. 所以我们知道神啊，通过他的话语，神的话语记载了他所做的一切事情。我们读了圣经就认识到神在世人的历史上所做的一切事情。我们可以看到我们读圣经可以看到人亲近神怎么样得到平安。成人离开神远离神他们的生命怎么样都得到就是有很多就是属灵就是痛苦那我们可以看到在出埃及记神拯救以色列国过红海所显现的大能，怎么样拯救他的子民神要我们不要忘记，不要忘记。那在以色列国的历史当中神每一次就叫他们回去认识神怎么样使他们过红海。他们怎么样过红海呢？神给他们干地过海怎么样你在海上你一进去就被吞没了淹没了他们在最紧急的时刻神拯救了他们神要我们认识到他的大能使到我们能够更加有信心的跟随他更加有信心的敬畏他有更加有踊跃的心来做他的见证God wants us to acknowledge who he is and the Exodus account especially the crossing of the Red Sea is a most marvelous, important exhibition of God's power to save his people. And God, throughout the history of Israel, wanted his people to know and reminded time and time again how God is able to help them throughout their history. When they stray away from God, God had to remind them again. And the Lord wants us to know and acknowledge his salvation and that we may fear him and follow him and that he has given us an inheritance. An inheritance. 以色列人出埃及为什么要带他们出埃及呢？因为神要赐给他们迦南地做他们的新家神为什么要拯救我们呢？为什么要信耶稣呢？因为他要带我们去天堂天堂是一个很美好的地方那里没有罪，没有眼泪，没有疼痛他就是爱我们所以要拯救我们在出埃及记第十五章第二节以色列人就歌颂他们过了红海之后就唱着诗歌来赞美耶和华神耶和华是我的力量我的诗歌也成了我的拯救这是我的神我要赞美他 是我父亲的神，我要尊重他啊，我要赞美他，我要尊重他。为什么呢？因为他是我的拯救者。第三节说，耶和华是战士，他的名是耶和华。哈哈，耶和华是战士啊，他替以色列国人民战胜了法老的军队。我们可以看到神怎么样通过大能呢、拯救了我们。在启示录第五章第十一到十四节我们可以看到神通过约翰记载了我们被拯救后在天上歌颂神的那情景第启示录第五章第十一到十四节，这里说到：我要看见且听见宝座与活物，并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说：曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。我要听见在天上、地上、地下、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有造物都说：愿，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永远，永永远远。是活物就说阿们，众长老也俯伏敬拜在天上的拯救神拯救了我们天上的那些万民都被救的都歌颂神就好像神拯救以色列国人民过了红海怎么样救拯救他们哇他们真的是过了拯救被救以后真的是超级的高兴这个好像你记得在使徒行传在神的殿外那个瘸子他见了彼得见了约翰说我什么都不能给你不过我可以让你站起来能够走哇这是真的是很大的神迹啊能力啊神就是有这个能力来拯救我们我们就要信靠他了我们就要信靠他感谢他的救恩诗篇第三十四篇第八章这里说到诗篇第三十四篇第八章这里你要尝尝主恩的滋味便知道他的美善投靠他的人有福了 The Lord says in Psalm 34 verse 8 O taste and see that the Lord is good Blessed is the man that trusts in thee And God saved us And the picture ofHis salvation was given in Revelation 5 verse 11 to 14 where the angels and the creation and all men who were saved sang with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever." And the beast said, "Amen." What a glorious picture. God wants us to experience his life in us when we exercise faith to follow him, to trust him. "Taste, oh taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." 第11到16节，我们可以看到神是圣洁的，圣洁的。为什么神要用以色列人审判住在住在迦南地的人呢？把他们都赶出去，杀尽了。为什么？因为他们是恶人恶人他们做很多神不喜悦的事神就是用通过他们来审判审判这些迦南地的人在出埃及记第15章第15节这里说到15章15节这里说到，那以东的族长惊慌，亚摩的英雄被战惊捉住，迦南的民族的心都消化了消化了，惊骇恐惧临到他们。耶和华因为你的膀臂的大能，他们如石头既然不动，等候你百姓过去，等候你所赎的百姓过去。 You see how all the inhabitants, verse 15of Exodus 15 of Canaan, shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thy arm, they shall still be as a stone. God's holiness and his fear is conveyed in his acts. He is a judge to the unsanctified soul. It causes a fear and trembling and uneasiness in us. Right? When we sin, when we not follow him, and God deals with us. And the people of God understand. And so we must be careful to follow him. 我们认识了神呢，他是圣洁的，圣洁的，所以我们要敬畏他。我们的生在生命中呢，要过着圣洁的生活，不要犯罪，不要犯罪，因为神呢看得到，我们犯罪，神看得到，他会审判我们，那第17到21节，我们可以看到，以色列，怎么样领受他们的基业，神怎么样赐给他们，对亚伯拉罕所应许的这迦南地we would see from verse 17 to 21 the inheritance that God gave to Israel. They would finally inherit the land that was promised to Abraham, their forefather, and God's promise that they would enter the promised land. It's God's plan for Israel to be a nation of nations, to be the witness of God to the nations of the world, that all kindreds and tongues and peoples and all people may pay allegiance to this our Maker. And that is what is being said in verse 18 to 21. A time of rejoicing when the chariots of the Egyptian army were drowned in the Red Sea, and as dry land God created for their crossing disappeared after Israel crossed, leaving a trail of destruction. And a great relief because the majority escaping Egypt were helpless women and children. If God had not intervened, they would have all perished from the onslaught of the bloodthirsty Egyptian pharaoh and his henchmen. 我听这个星期我听了一个故事，他有一个妇女，他就跟我讲，我的爷爷，他是一个牧师来的，牧师来的，他有四个儿子，在日本人来的时候，他四个儿子都被抓了，把四个儿子都带上了车。要去斩首，他就很害怕，就去跟那日本人说：“你可以，我一这个小的儿子，他很弱啊，很弱，你可以救，你可以释放他吗？不要带他去了。”那个日本军官就说：“好了，好了，好了。”那小孩子下来的时候啊，就叫他的哥哥，三个哥哥，你们一起下来，他们三个一起下来，四个兄弟就逃脱了，他说，哎呀，神怎么样拯救我们呢？拯救我们呢？我们不能够忘记神的恩典，神的恩典，然后他说，哎呀，我到现在也不能够 不忘记神对我们的恩典我们不要忘记神对我们的恩典我们今天就讲到这里。